Memphis.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yep.
Gets the outlet to Pat Spencer, who looks back to the bench. Spencer on Spencer. They both grinning at each other. Pat Spencer's backing him down. He's backing him down with three. He takes the shot over his brother. Can't find the range. And the rebound to Coward, who heaves it down the floor. And that's it. 131 to 118 is your final.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, that was Tim Roy on a call from a few weeks back. The Spencer brothers going up against each other, Pat and Cam. And Guru,
I mean,
what a minor mistake.
Guy's in the car on his way to the doctor. Did we really need to do him that? I mean, my goodness.
When you say we, I had no part of that.
None of us in here did.
Anyway,
we know his fingers.
You know what? He might not have been able to hear it anyway.
Yeah.
His ear's so bad.
I know.
I got the
get
joke.
Well, yeah, goo. Get well, yeah. Goo.
That's a rough one.
Boy, how you guys doing?
Well, we're great,
Steiny. Yeah.
How are you doing?
Hey, what was the name of the bakery that came through for you the other day?
The bakery. That was Alpine Bakery.
Okay, and where is it again?
In Concord. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I need a vanilla buttercream.
Like cake. Right now?
Nah, this weekend.
Oh, okay.
How long does it take to do a cake?
I'm sure every place has their own thing, but this time of year, I'd allow an extra day or two. I'd give them a little.
All right.
I'd give them a little word.
I think I'm going to go today to see if I can.
Yeah, you should be able to get something by the weekend. Yeah. I would think that's reasonable.
All right.
Yeah.
Vanilla cream, huh?
Buttercream. Yeah.
Did you say vanilla, or did I just make that up?
Oh, it's a birthday.
Yours.
No.
That's too bad.
Now I need a gift.
I'm so sorry for people who have birthdays this time of year. That sucks.
You should feel sorry for me.
Why?
Because I got to get something this weekend, and then in a week I got to get another thing.
Oh, no. I can one-up you, and you'll feel sorry for me.
I know this one already.
Do you know this already?
Go ahead.
Okay. Christmas will happen.
Yep.
All right. Then it's 2 weeks.
Yep.
Stepdaughter, one birthday. Then it's two more weeks. My birthday, two more days, son's birthday, another week and a half, wife's birthday, few days after that, her dad's birthday, week after that, my other son's birthday.
Don't forget Valentine's.
Week after that, well, that's canceled. And then,
wow.
Well, because too many birthdays.
Yeah.
And then the week after that, my daughter's birthday. The entire family, except for other stepdaughter, is all in January and February, right when you're completely out of money.
That's
and
a problem.
Just pow, 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 pow,
it's
pow,
a gauntlet,
pow. Every week. Every week somebody's celebrating.
Oh, the other thing, too, is like if you get somebody who's got a birthday, let's say on December 21st.
Okay.
That can get lost.
Totally.
Yeah.
But 2 weeks buffer is too much of a buffer.
You're 100% right. Nobody's getting lost.
Like I got, I'm in no man's land, December 13th and then December 25th.
Right. Yeah. My sister, God love her, the Hurricane Gale, December 30th. And I do believe that her whole childhood was marred by the fact that, you know, she got ripped off because, December 30th, I don't get any birthday presents and Christmas and birthday, whatever. Even though she was the only girl and still is the only girl in our family, she always felt kind of ripped off. And I do wonder, like, and I can't put her on the couch and like totally therapize her. But I do think that was a big part of why she felt slighted as a kid.
Oh, wow.
Because she got lumped in. It was lumpy. It was lumpy.
No, this is don't ever buy a gift for a person and be like, this is it's for both.
Yeah.
I got you something big because it's for both.
Right.
You don't get to do that.
No.
You don't get to do that. The only good thing I will say about having all of these birthdays right after the holidays is that whatever falls through the cracks on that list, now you have a birthday.
That's true.
Yeah,
easy.
Like whatever they didn't get or whatever you didn't think of or whatever was sold out, pow, got a birthday coming up. So that's
kind of
good.
Gives you kind of a do-over.
Yeah.
That's true.
Totally.
That's true.
Mulligan, sure.
What are you guys coming out with today?
We're going to get into the 49ers.
For sure.
And a recalibration sensation.
That's a buck.
Of how everyone feels about, I guess the word is expectation. We use it way too much. But Lucas said something to us on our thread a couple hours ago about, like, I know everything that's going on. I'm still going to be disappointed if they don't win the Super Bowl. And I'm like, that's a hefty, like, sure, be disappointed every time you don't win a Super Bowl as a fan.
Yeah.
But can you hang that?
Well, it depends. Do you make it to the Super Bowl and lose? Or do you lose in the first round and not win the Super Bowl?
He's saying that right now today. We haven't even, they're not even in the playoffs yet, technically.
Yeah, and my answer is based more on like where you're seated, because I did a whole thing.
Deep dive?
With the schedule. Mm. It's kind of a deep dive. It's more of a medium dive because I just looked at the schedule and I did a little bit of, not a full-on win-loss, but I looked at if the Niners win their last four, which they could, and I'm not going to say they should, but I mean, that Indy game has changed now with either Phillip Rivers or Brett Rypien. So if the Niners do win all four, they have a very good chance to be the number one seed in the NFC. And if they get to be the number one seed in the NFC, now my expectations change.
Even if they just win the division. Like, you know, the Packers could win all their games, the Niners win all their games.
Yeah, they won't.
No, I don't think the Niners will either, but my point is...
Packers at Denver, then at Chicago.
Well, Niners have Chicago and Seattle, sure.
But Chicago here.
Yeah, it's here. Yep. They're good, though. Like, I'm ready to call them, like, in that loss last week, that was as impressed as I've been with them. Like, they have now, to go to Philly and then go to Green Bay back-to-back weeks and look the way they did, I'm like, all right, you're a team. You're like, I don't think they're great, but they're going to give you a game.
Yeah.
When I look at the Niners, this is where I'm at with the Niners. So the schedule is the schedule, and it's a part of the season. So then they're winning without Purdy, but then they lose both Bosa and Warner. I think at that point we kind of thought, if not the season's over, any Super Bowl aspirations are over. What I'm getting at is they're now 9-4, and the schedule's still the schedule, but in addition to the schedule, the Eagles look like they're in a little bit of trouble. The Bears, they're good, but their point differential is working against them, so that tells me they can't be dominant. The Packers, I heard, were great early in the year. Rams, Seattle are both good, but the Niners have beaten them. I do think we're talking less about the injuries now and more about what we should be, which is, you know, they win now, they can go 10-4, and they're probably going to make the playoffs, and then kind of who knows? It feels more wide open.
I got a thing for you.
Give it to me.
Specifically for you, and I wonder if this will change your perspective. And Dibs is going to be on my right shoulder here to help us out. What does DVOA stand for?
Defense Adjusted Value Over Average.
All right. So you have called the 49ers schedule, quote, a joke.
Hey, it's a joke.
At least, I don't know, I got to count it like 922 times in the last 5 weeks.
Say 90.
All right. So our guy, Aaron Schatz,
yeah,
has come on the show many times. And he's Captain DVOA, isn't he?
He's the one who created it.
He created it, yep. DVOA.
What is it again?
Go ahead.
Defense Adjusted Value Over Average. In other words, if you have a 2nd-and-7 play and you gain 4 yards, but you do it against the worst defense in football or the best defense in football, it matters differently.
Okay.
So every play is rated based on not only what you did in down and distance, but who you did it against.
So forget the remaining 4 games on the schedule. Mm-hmm. Forget those. We have played 14 weeks, and everybody has played 13 games. Right?
All right.
Okay. To this point, the toughest schedules of the year in the NFL, based on the DVOA of their opponents. Okay? The toughest schedules through these 14 weeks, right, based on their opponents' DVOA.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Number one, Arizona Cardinals.
Okay.
Number two,
Rams, Seattle.
Number two, Tennessee Titans.
Yep.
Number three, the Houston Texans. And number four, the San Francisco 49ers. They are number four in the league in terms of difficult defenses played against.
Oh, so we're talking specifically defense.
Yes, but gotcha. Doesn't that at least, can we use that
Sure.
To at least remove the phrase a joke.
Well, sure.
Can we do that?
Actually, hold on.
Why?
I didn't know what I was agreeing to there.
Well, you didn't agree to anything yet.
Oh, boy.
No, I've agreed we can enter that into the conversation
all
for
right.
sure.
And what do you do with it? Now it's in the conversation. What do you do?
Well, I would accept that and then offer, you know, another fact on another separate thing that, you know, they're one of only two teams that's gotten the benefit of playing seven games against teams with four losses or fewer.
Seven games against.
You mean four teams. Wins or fewer?
Four wins or fewer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So only them and the Patriots. Interesting. They're 10-2. You know, I've had a healthy dose of really bad teams.
Oh, New England Patriots, by the way, Aaron shots, did the opposite also and let everybody know who's had the easiest DVOA schedules of the year. Who's been facing. Swiss cheese defense is all year long. Number one, New England Patriots.
But okay, so that tells me that the 49ers and the Patriots have both had very easy schedules. The bad teams that the Patriots have played tend to be better offensively, and the bad teams the Niners have played tend to be better defensively.
I guess you could get away with that a little bit.
Okay.
You get away with that a little
You're
bit.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
I mean, would you agree back at the beginning of the season, we went, huh, the Niners are faced up against the AFC South. Piece of cake. 2 8 win teams and a 9 win team.
Yeah.
And by the way, two of the Niners' four losses.
Yeah. No, sure. And we knew there'd be an outlier.
And only,
to those kind of teams.
And only two 10-win teams
Giants,
in the NFC.
Cleveland.
And the Niners have played them three times. With another one still on the schedule.
Atlanta.
I'm not here to tell you it's a great
schedule.
Trying
to think who else.
Hold on.
They had the Saints, right?
They did. Remember my goal with this conversation.
Yeah. New England, too.
All I'm asking for you to do is to not call the schedule a joke.
You know what? Not now.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to bring it up in the next four weeks.
I'm not afraid of stuff.
But just there's the Giants.
No, of course.
Cleveland.
Cleveland's a see that's
Tennessee.
Cleveland's a really good defense.
Yeah.
It's a bad team. It's a really good defense.
And the Patriots also played the Giants, and they played Cleveland as well, and they played the NFC South. So there are some similarities. The only big difference is the Patriots also play the Jets twice and the Dolphins twice.
Careful with the Dolphins slander.
Well, Dolphins are, they've had moments of being awful and they've had moments of being passable, I guess.
Right. I mean, and you have Achan on your team. I mean, you did before you got knocked out.
That team has been expired.
They are now like a top four over the last month running team.
They're six
in the NFL.
Yeah, they won four in a row.
Right. Okay.
Miami.
So are they going to the playoffs?
Actually, I don't know. Like, I was just giving goo. Oh, well, they could.
I mean, they're allowed to, right?
No,
as
I was
Mark
just,
would say.
A month ago, they were considered, you know, like Mike McCarthy was getting fired and they were gone.
Yeah. Who's got a better chance of making the playoffs, the Dolphins or your Chiefs?
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs.
I mean, neither has a shot.
Yeah,
so
the Chiefs are 500, though, right?
No, they're six and seven.
The only question is, where are we going to dinner, and where are we hitting you with the bill?
I mean,
at this point,
I know.
What was that thumbs down for?
Because I said 6-7. I like a lot of teams right now in the NFL are 6-7, and it's super annoying and triggering to a lot of people. And I made a mention of it, and I probably shouldn't have, and I'm sorry. So there, that's what that is.
All right.
Yeah. Anyway, no, that Charger win last night to me. That was, like, losing to the Texans on Sunday Night Football was sort of like, let's prepare the grave.
Mm.
The Chargers winning last night, it kind of dropped the coffin in the grave.
For the Eagles?
No, for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
For the Chiefs.
I got you. Yeah, they're toast.
Yeah, they're going to have to win out, so.
I don't even think that does it.
And get help.
Yeah, get a significant amount of help.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Significant amount of help. You're going to need the Chargers to go 1-3 the rest of the way. You're going to need maybe the Texans and the Colts to go 1-3 or 2-2 the rest of the way.
Okay.
Yeah, they're toast.
Yep.
I I see a nice little breakfast sandwich in your guys' future.
Yeah. Breakfast. Yeah, pretty sure the word dinner was used.
It was.
I see a nice soup in your future.
Actually, positive. No soup for you, and no soup for us.
Remember that? That is a Seinfeld with Banner.
It's a classic. Yeah. Yep.
It's with the Banner. Seinfeld reference.
No doubt.
Hey, let me play this for you, just because I wanted. Yeah, I know. It's
exciting.
This is going. It's taking longer than I thought.
No, it's going great. You're doing awesome.
What do you make of this?
How does it feel to talk on the crossover?
Exactly.
Go ahead.
I don't know how you do it, Dibs. Okay.
20 hours a week.
What do you make of this? It's about Brandon Ayuk, and John Lynch was on with Tim Kawakami on the TK podcast.
That story's not written yet. You know, Brandon's still working to try to come back from his injury, and hopefully his story's not done, you know, with the Niners, and there's still a great ending to it. You never like to see a player go through that. He's going through it right now, and we're eager for the time where he can return and hopefully contribute in a big way. You make a commitment to a player like that, you know, your hopes are everything goes smooth and all that. That's not always the case. And so there's been some bumps in the road, but like I said, hopeful that we can get him back on the field. As I've always said, we're a better team when he's out there.
The story has been written, and you didn't make the commitment to the player insofar as you didn't guarantee him for next year. And he skipped out on your rehab in the offseason, and that's why you decided to void his contract. He's not going to have his practice window opened. So, yes, the story actually has been written. Maybe the book hasn't been published, and you haven't yet written the final page of it, but he will never play for the Niners again. He's not coming back next year. The story's been written, and the die's been cast and everything else. He's not coming back. If you wanted him to come back, you would not have voided his deal back in August or whenever you voided it. So, yeah, I love John Lynch, but he's not telling you the complete truth, which is, yeah, they're not opening his window. He's not coming back. He's not going to play. His contract's not guaranteed. It's over. Good day, sir. You lose.
Anything to add, Mark?
A little bit. I see that mostly the same, but a little bit different. I'm in full agreement that Brandon Ayuk's last days with the Niners have already happened. I don't think they voided the deal because they were mad in the offseason and because they didn't want him back. They voided the deal because it was a shrewd financial move in the wake of what they knew right away was a bad contract. So they saw an opportunity to turn that into a better contract, and they took it. Because Brandon made errors. But what you just heard, what you just played from John Lynch, to me is a combination of lip service and painting Brandon Ayuk into a corner to where it's going to look and sound like the ball is in his court. It's going to make him look like the bad guy when they're going to sit there and be like, we're ready for him to come, and he's just not showing up, when I don't think that that's really what's going on. The Niners didn't like that contract. The minute they signed it, they saw an opportunity to get out of it, and they took it.
I wonder, okay, so the interesting thing is he's under contract now.
Yep.
So he will enter the offseason essentially an unrestricted free agent.
If they cut him. All they've done right now is they've voided the guarantees.
Oh, just the guarantees.
They've voided the guarantees. He is still under contract with the 49ers.
What are they going to do?
They're going to cut him.
They're not going to pay him, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to cut him.
It might be a post-June 1st where the saving against the cap is a little bit different. So
that's probably what it will be.
I mean, you could designate it that way. But if he's not having his practice window open and he's not out there clamoring to have that open, he doesn't really want to work to play for this team anymore. They voided his guaranteed. And think about Juwan Jennings where, you know, he was unhappy that his guarantees weren't going to be honored, and so he wanted to get more guaranteed money, and so he held in, I guess. He had a calf injury, which apparently got better in a hurry, but when he got guaranteed money, he came back, and I don't begrudge these guys for that, but if you're Brandon Ayuk and you're coming off of that injury, if you really wanted to play, you would have played by now.
Who's going to make more money next year, Ayuk or Juwan Jennings?
Ayuk.
I'll go Juwan.
Yeah,
I thought it was interesting.
I go Juwan because Brandon's going to have to do some sort of a one-year prove-it thing. I feel like he's made so many mistakes here. Not only whatever happened in the offseason by missing meetings and allowing the 49ers to do this, but by not getting back on the field, you're not auditioning for other teams either, and they don't know your health.
Yeah.
Like, I would be terrified of signing Brandon Ayuk for two reasons. Because now you come out of this season looking like two things. One, potentially a leg that's still not healthy. And two, you look defiant and delinquent as far as meetings are concerned. Those are both things I don't want on my team. So next year, Brandon Ayuk gets a one-year prove-it deal in the neighborhood of, I don't know, $12 million,
yep.
$15 million. Juwan can beat that on this wide receiver market.
Yeah, I don't think so.
He's a good player.
Yeah.
And he'll get a multi-year offer.
He's a good player, but he's a good player here. I don't know if he's a good player where if you're whatever team, you don't look at him and say, you're a one, you're a two.
No.
Are you a three?
But one is like, $35, $38 million.
Right.
Juwan can get like 18.
I think Juwan can get 8.5.
Oh.
And I think he gets it here.
That'd be great. I'd love for him to
stay. I would bet that he stays and he gets a deal like this year, but with more years and more guaranteed, because Juwan is perfect for this team.
I don't want to bet dinner, but I will bet he is gone and making more than that.
More than 12?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do. I think more than 12 a year and on a different team, unfortunately. I hope I'm wrong.
I think it's a fair bet, observing from the outside. It's not a Guru Steiny bet. It's a fair bet.
Or a Steiny William Dibbs bet.
I got trouble with Goo.
What's wrong?
The Lakers. I said they wouldn't be top six.
Oh.
They look good.
Boy, they do.
Now, the 50-win Warriors, I'm okay, but, you know, 1-9 out of 12 stretch,
right.
And I'm in trouble.
I'm just going to ask you this now. You and I, God, we've been friends for a long time. And
we've known each other in one way or the other.
I mean, whatever. We've taken trips together. We've golfed together. And I've always wondered, and with Guru not here, and maybe listening or not, do you ever feel guilty for the way you coerce or cajole him into these bets?
No. In fact, I've never given it any thought until you just brought it up.
Because I know you, Steiny. You know me.
Yeah.
You know me, Andy. Right. You and I go way back, and that's really not who you are.
Measure your words, or they mean nothing.
My words are measured.
No, I'm not talking about you.
Do you?
I know you're not. I've known you for almost two decades.
Yes.
And I know this about you.
Yeah.
You don't normally do what you do to the Goo. You lead him. You lead him.
Oh, no.
You lead him. You get him into a spot where he says something crazy, and then you take that
everybody,
bet.
Everybody treats different people in their life different ways. Like, I want to know, does he pay this off to you?
Does he what?
Does he pay off the bets? Do you make him pay them off? So if you don't make him pay it off.
He's probably still in the car.
Oh, he's totally still in the car.
Yeah, you know, he does a good job of paying off.
Do you enforce it when someone owes you?
If I remember.
I'd like you to let you know right now that Willard and Dibbs are going to remember.
Oh, we're going to remember now.
Oh, it's going to be interesting. Whatever's going to come of that will be interesting.
Oh.
There's no doubt about
it. The only interesting part for me is whether or not you'll actually go and dine with us.
You're just going to leave a card?
A lot of questions.
There are a lot of questions.
You know, this is going to be a lot of questions. Yeah. And in fact, I would.
Who will stay?
And will those questions be answered?
God forbid they rip off four in a row and get help. On 95.7, the game. Willard's bugging me.